Welcome to another episode of the Field Pass Podcast. As always, I'm Asher Miller, and today we have another great guest. He's the six-time Emmy-winning host of the ESPN show Sports Science and the now founder of Brinks TV, Mr. John Brankus. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I am great. We're going to talk about how you got started in TV, as well as your new venture with Brinks TV. You're going to want to hear some of the new programs he's doing. It's insane, hilarious, and just purely amazing. So sit back, relax, welcome down the field. First off, take me back on how you got started in television and your first days at ESPN.
I got started in television. I worked out of the basement of my parents' house for years. And we had two different divisions, a sport division and a science division. Eventually, we put those two things together, created Sports Science. It first debuted on Fox Sports, and then it moved over to ESPN. And then we did 1,800 episodes, won 6 Emmys, wrote a New York Times bestselling book on human performance. And, you know, once we sold Sports Science to ESPN and then sold the company to another conglomerate, and then I said, well, what's next? What I saw was that there was this incredible opportunity in the marketplace to fuse content, commerce, and community into one interface. And that is what now is Brinks TV.
Right. And you just touched on Sports Science a little bit. What inspired you to create it, and how did you develop the concept for the show?
Well, like I said, we had two divisions, sport and science. So it actually took us more years than it should have to put those two things together. But the first show that we did was called XMA, that combined sport and science, extreme martial arts. It was on the Discovery Channel. Tom Cruise did the raps for it. It was tied in with The Last Samurai. And the actual special effects team that did all the special effects for The Matrix, so this was back in 2002 or 2003, they worked on XMA. So XMA was first in the line of shows that fused sport and science. After XMA came Fight Science. That's actually where I met Randy Couture, that we'll talk about later. And Fight Science was a more scientific look at fighting. So that was with National Geographic. National Geographic was owned by Fox. Fox aired Fight Science on Fox Sports. It was opposite the original Eli Manning, Peyton Manning Sunday Night Football game. And that was their third highest rated program of the year with no advertising. And they said, oh my God, people love this stuff. What else do you got? Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? I got to show Sports Science that takes the fight science approach, but applies it to all of sports. And that's really where it started.
Okay. Now, do you have any surprising or unexpected discoveries that you made throughout the show?
Too many to list, but I'll list a couple. We did 1,800 episodes. So as you can imagine, there are just thousands of tidbits and facts. There's a lot of really cool stuff that people don't realize. When I say our staff, our writers, our producers, our editors, our graphic artists, our researchers, you know, all of us work together as a team. I was the voice and face of it. But, you know, there are a lot of really brilliant people behind the scenes. And, you know, we were myth busters for sports. So as an example, one of my favorite ones is that you actually do not have to be holding onto a bat in order to hit a home run. So the amount of time that a ball is in contact with a bat is 1/1,000th of a second, but it takes 3/1,000th of a second for the energy to reach the fulcrum, which is your hands holding the bat. So theoretically, you could let go of the bat 2/1,000th of a second before the ball arrives, and the ball would make contact with the bat and go just as far as if you were holding onto it.
Wow, that is crazy. Are there any athletes that were most interesting to you?
I just mentioned Randy Couture. He did Fight Science and Sports Science. He became a very good friend of mine for a lot of reasons. First of all, he opened up the world of professional athletes for me. He was at the top of his game in the UFC when I first met him. So Randy and I became very fast friends. But, you know, there are plenty of other amazing athletes that, you know, you meet along the way. People like Larry Fitzgerald and Ray Lewis and, you know, a whole bunch of just other, I mean, there are 1,800 athletes that we met through him. But we, you know, have revitalized scientifically looking at athletes in a property called the GOAT code, the greatest of all time code, where we are cracking the code on the world's greatest athletes. We have a deal with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Village Media, where every Hall of Famer now gets a bronze bus gold jacket in their own GOAT code segment that you can watch on Brinks TV.
All right. Now, like you just mentioned, I want to talk about Brinks TV. How did this idea come about?
So if you really look at the world of media, what you have are a lot of closed networks. So take Netflix as an example. You have to subscribe to Netflix to watch Netflix shows. And it's kind of been like that throughout history, where you want to watch American Idol, you watch it on Fox. Right. That was who originally had it. Now it's on ABC. But what Brinks TV is really delivering media in a way that people consume it now. So Brinks TV is the rewardiest, yes, that's a word, fast channel and influencer network in the world, connecting brands and fans. So giving you an example, Carnivar, which we just had. Yeah. We are partners with Pro League Network. They have a sport called Carjitsu. It's exactly what it sounds like. Jiu-jitsu in a car. Well, we pulled a car into our bar. We had a fight in a car, in a bar, in a house on Brinks TV. Now that reach with Brinks TV, just in the 7 days after the broadcast, reached well over 100 million people. That doesn't mean 100 million people were sitting on Brinks TV. That means that the broadcast that Brinks TV was pushing out was seen on Brinks TV, was seen on YouTube, was seen on Twitch, was seen on TikTok, was seen on social media, all over the place. So we have woven together a very powerful group of influencers who are part of the Brinks network. We are a genuine network, and not only do we create programming, but Brinks is an acronym. We are the Broadcast Reach Integration Network Exchange, BRINX TV. So we are what's next. And Car in a Bar for us is a very big tipping point, because we had Randy Couture and Mark Coleman in the audiences, Marcus Allen and Champ Bailey. You know, we had Mojo Rawley from TMZ Sports here. I mean, we had just tons of celebrities and athletes that are all involved. And it was, if you all have not watched it, go to Brinks TV, go to BRINX.TV. Just go to type in Car in a Bar in the search bar, or go up under Brinks Faves, BRINX FAVS. Watch Car in a Bar. It will blow your mind, because it's jiu-jitsu in a car. So we also had a shining moment where, out of nowhere, a social media influencer jumped into the game, and he now is Lady Sweater. And if you all want to see the most amazing music video of all time, go on Brinks TV, type in Lady Sweater, and check out the music video in honor of the combat sports new legend, Lady Sweater.
I mean, you know I'm going to check it out, but I want to talk about Car in a Bar now. I know you just mentioned it, but how did Car in a Bar come about? How did you get this idea?
So, like I said, PLN, the Pro League Network, they own the sport Carjitsu. And we are, not only are we investors in them, but we are their official free-to-play platform. So we broadcast all of their events. And on Brinks TV, you can bid, buy, and bet with Brinks Bucks. A Brinks Buck is a loyalty point, just like a credit card point or an airline mile. for us, for everyone who signs up for Brinks TV, you get 1,000 Brinks bucks, and we pay you to watch TV. Every minute that you watch, every dollar that you spend, every time that you bang the X on the middle of the screen, yes, we are the only platform on the planet to pay you to bang your X. You get a Brinks buck, and you get to bet on all of the content on Brinks TV. So we have a 24/7 channel called The Kingdom, and it's loaded with the best viral video clips, the best clips from our own proprietary programs, and programs like Car in a Bar, where you get to bet on who you think is going to win. So you can double, triple, quadruple your Brinks bucks. We just had a race to, in the month of March, get this stat. In the month of March, we issued 300 quadrillion Brinks bucks.
Wow.
It's a massive number. So we had a race to a trillion Brinks bucks. We had four people get to a trillion Brinks bucks in 36 hours.
Wow.
And that's because you bet. And if you keep winning and you double and you double and you double and you double, you can get to a trillion in 36 hours on Brinks.
Now, I saw Randy Couture do it. Are there any other athletes you can see doing Car in a Bar?
Absolutely. We're going to keep it under wraps for now, but Car in a Bar 2, which is going to be in August, I believe is going to just completely break the internet. Like, I think we will no longer be able to text message or email after Car in a Bar 2.
Right. Now, you also mentioned this a little bit before. What makes Brinks TV different from everything else?
So we are, like I said, we are the rewardiest, because we pay you to watch TV. You don't subscribe to Brinks TV. We pay you in Brinks bucks, and you can use those Brinks bucks for discounts and free products on sponsor merchandise. So we are the rewardiest fast channel and influencer network connecting brands and fans. So a brand normally sponsors a program, and that's all they get. What they get on Brinks is they get real custom content integrated into the platform that we then give to the brand. They can run ads with it. They can do whatever they want with it. We want everyone to see the content. Most networks are holding on to the content for dear life, and they don't want to share it. We are the exact opposite. Everybody shares content. So our network is our network of influencers. And yes, you sign up to join Brinks to get Brinks bucks, but you don't have to. You can still watch a clip and share it and socialize it. You are entitled to watch Brinks TV and not get paid, which I would call doing it wrong. So right. You have a right to be wrong. You can watch Brinks and not get paid, or you can sign up and actually get paid. Getting paid to watch TV really, to me, is where we are in 2024, because mm-hmm. you have to be an idiot right. to pay a subscription fee to yeah. watch anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think this is the future of TV?
We are the future. The voice you hear right now is the future. I am speaking to you from the future.
And final point for you. What advice would you give somebody trying to get into the same business as you are right now?
My advice to everyone, it's not only to get into the business that I'm in. It's really to get into any business. If you're going to be something, be it all the way, unapologetically. We call our workforce Ninja Pirate Misfits, because that's what we are. We build something in the darkness of night. We take what we believe is ours morally. And then because we're actually moral about it, we don't fit in. We're a bunch of misfits. But you got to be that all the way. Brinks TV, we are the kingdom of awesomeness. I challenge anyone, go to Brinks, Brinx.tv, or download the app for Apple and iOS, or Apple iOS and Android, and convince me that we are not the kingdom of awesomeness. Because if you're going to be the kingdom of awesomeness, you got to be backed by science. And we got a guy who used to do a show called Sports Science. So that means we can say we're backed by science.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. I love learning about Car in a Bar, and I'm sure everybody listening is going to check that out on Brinks TV right after this. So,
listen, if you don't get 1 million downloads, I'm going to make sure you get no more guests on your podcast.
Okay.
You're going to get a 1 million downloads of Brinks TV, BRINX TV.
Yes, we are. And there we go. There's another one down. John, thank you. And that's going to do it for this episode of Field Pass. See you next week.